Everyone hates an open freezer, or worse, mushy ice cream. When the freezer door is left open, cold air rushes out and warm air gets sucked in. This causes the ice cream to melt faster. The stratospheric polar vortices are like the freezers of the North and South Poles. Today, we will focus on the Northern Polar Vortex and evaluate how climate change is affecting the system. Sitting right above the Arctic, the strong, low-pressure weather system consists of the coldest air in the northern hemisphere, creating the northern polar vortex. Strong winds encircle the North Pole and flow from west to east. During winter seasons, a stable polar vortex remains above the North Pole. Think of it as a huge, swirling, freezing cyclone on top of the world. Along the polar vortex is a forceful stream of wind. The jet stream. The fastest recorded jet stream winds have reached up to 275 miles per hour. When the polar vortex is stable, the jet stream is the strongest. As temperatures increase during the spring, the polar vortex is displaced, creating a wavy polar vortex. A wavy polar vortex causes a jet stream to weaken. The jet stream unevenly seeps down into lower latitudes, looking like a wrinkly water hose. This allows the freezing Arctic air to move southward. When summer seasons end and colder temperatures are more prevalent, the polar vortex shifts back into the cyclone above the Arctic and the jet stream is the strongest. Arctic warming is a huge contributor to destabilizing the polar vortex and weakening the jet stream. Arctic amplification causes Arctic temperatures to increase 3 times as fast compared to anywhere else in the world. Melting sea ice contributes to Arctic amplification. Less ice means more sun radiation absorbed into the atmosphere, therefore increasing temperatures in the Arctic. Abrupt Arctic warming decreases the temperature between the Arctic and mid-latitudes, which further weakens the jet stream and allows it to seep down into lower latitudes. Because of climate change, this process becomes more unstable. An unstable polar vortex accounts for the bizarre weather conditions on the East Coast in Europe. The winter of 2017 is the most recent example of the effects from an unstable polar vortex. Freezing air rushes down from the polar vortex to lower latitudes of the jet stream. Because the system still flows in the west to east direction, Arctic winds cause storms in the east. Meanwhile, warmer air is moved to northern latitudes, increasing Arctic temperatures and expediting melting processes. If you don't like mushy ice cream, you sure won't like mushy permafrost.